الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإيمان له بضع وسبعون أو قال ستون شعبة، أفضلها لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. متفق عليه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, and young ones in Islam, and those that may be listening over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this verse of the Quran Sharif that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, have you not seen how Allah gives an example? Have you not seen how Allah gives an example? And this is one of the ways that has been adopted both in the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with an example. Sometimes a difficult subject becomes very, very easy to understand, or a complex thing, something that may be difficult to remember, it becomes easy to remember. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted an example to explain to us perhaps the most critical concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, do you not see how Allah has given an example? Kalimatan tayyiba, a good word, a good word, a good sentence. And the mufassirin explain here, and we understand from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that what is being referred to here is this, the kalima la ilaha illallah. In other words, the description of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us what is the likeness of iman, the example of iman. So what about iman? Kalimatan tayyiba kashajaratin tayyiba. This kalima is like a beautiful tree. A beautiful tree. So when we think of iman, yes, we understand la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this kalima is actually a beautiful tree. Asluha thabitun, its roots go very, very firm into the ground. Wa far'uha fis sama, and its branches go high into the sky. Its branches go high into the sky. And another aspect with regards to this is that, to this tree of iman, is that tu'ti ukulaha kulla heenin bi'idhni rabbiha. It's constantly giving its fruits. It's constantly giving its fruits with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then ends off on the same note, saying, explaining to us that وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give examples to mankind so that we may reflect, so that we may ponder, so that it may be easy for us to understand. So this was the verse of the Quran Sharif. Then we know that the ulama tell us that the ahadith also explain the Quran Sharif. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain the message in more detail. So in the hadith that I recited in the khutbah, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu an has narrated, and this hadith has appeared in all of the major books of hadith, including Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu an says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that iman is, again, without saying it directly, but going on the same analogy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said iman has 70, in one hadith it says around 70 or around 60 odd ahadith, depending on how you may categorize it. But there are many, many branches. The word used is shu'ab. Shu'ab refers to branches of iman. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually explaining to us now the detail, how vast iman is. When we think of iman, think of a vast tree, a huge tree that has different branches on it. It has different branches. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just indicated to us some of the branches so that we may understand how great and how huge this tree is, and how we should be reflecting on how much of this tree of iman we have developed within ourselves. So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says as far as the branches, he says the most important branch, أَفْضَلُهَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The most critical branch of this tree of iman is the kalima la ilaha illallah. In other words, our aqaid, our beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, belief in all of the angels, all of the books that came down, respect for the sahaba ikram, love for our pious predecessors. So all of the articles of faith, all believing in all of the kalimas, so this is one aspect, one very, very critical part of iman. But is iman only limited to the articles of faith? No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, so he spoke about the highest, the most critical branch. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought our attention and he said that وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The lowest branch of iman. The lowest branch of iman. In other words, from relative importance, relatively compared to the articles of faith, lower down on the tree, the branch that is there lower down, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it entails removing something harmful from the road. Removing something harmful from the road. This is part of the tree of iman. It's part of the identity of being a Muslim. It's part of, now let us reflect for a while. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that something harmful that you placed on the road? Or it was there? It was no one's, it was not your fault that something was there, but it was there, it could be something that is harmful. So the ulama write that imagine this is regarded as an important branch, albeit of lesser importance, but it is nevertheless the lowest form of iman, the lowest branch of iman is that a person remove something of harm that was placed by someone else or that came on its own onto the road of people, let alone what about we're causing harm and difficulty to other people. This is far, far from the identity of a believer and the identity of a one who has iman. So we can understand the great message of iman is encompassing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Of these 70 odd or 60 odd branches, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply spoke about three in this hadith. About three of the branches. In the last one he said that, and haya, in English sometimes the translation is used modesty, but modesty perhaps doesn't do justice to the true meaning of the word haya. Haya means, as the great muhaddith, Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi has written, he says, وَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَاءَ أَلَّا يَرَاكَ مَوْلَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ. The reality of haya, what we call haya, what we sometimes translate in English as modesty, is that your Rabb, your Creator should not see you in any situation that He has prohibited you in. Any situation, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to give this verse of poetry, he used to say that jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. What we hide from the people of the world and do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is watching us from the heavens, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. So haya is actually a constant consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also one of the branches of iman. This is also one of the branches of iman. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining the same verse of the Quran Sharif, he asked the sahaba ikram that, do you know which tree is being referred to? Do you know which tree? And he gave the example of the date palm tree. That the date palm is a tree that if it is a very, very, once it has taken hold and taken root into the ground,
It will be there for hundreds of years, it can be. It is a very, very firm tree, and every single part of the tree gives some sort of benefit. So, once we have understood that Iman is like a beautiful tree, Iman is not limited to a few aspects that we may select. Rasulullah sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one verse of the Quran Sharif addressing the kuffar, he says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. When people ask and they say, we reflect, what happened to the former glory of the Muslims? When we reflect over some verses of the Quran, it gives us indication to what could be the problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is it that you choose to believe in some verses or some parts? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, and we reject others? And what is the result of that? What is the outcome? What is the consequence of that? خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There will be disgrace in this world. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. So nevertheless, I thought that we can perhaps discuss some of the other branches. Some of the other branches. The great muhaddith of Islam, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi, has written a book called Shu'abul Iman. On the basis of this very hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is a book that is in approximately 13 or 14 volumes, covering over 10,000 ahadith. 10,000 ahadith. So there is no way that one can do even an iota weight of justice to that. But just to understand some of the branches, sometimes things that we may not realize actually are iman, part of our iman, but we do not realize that. And if we keep this beautiful analogy, this beautiful example of the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about in the Quran Sharif, then it will be very, very easy for us to really relate this to our practical life. So one is, the ulama have mentioned that there are five broad branches, just like we understand the five pillars of Islam. We all are aware of the five pillars of Islam. We say kalima, salah, fasting, hajj, zakah. So we are aware of the five, but there's the five branches of the knowledge of deen, of Islam. The five branches of the teachings of Islam, they can be categorized. And then these branches of Iman fall on these major branches. So one is the aspect of all of the aspects of ibadat, which we have, of aqaid, our beliefs, which are absolutely critical. Especially in today's day and age, when different types of thoughts and ideologies, and we have to go and make sure that we are extremely firm on the articles of faith, and nothing wavers us from the true path that has been laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All sorts of doubts and all sorts of ideologies. But the ulama have written very, very simple kitabs. Sit in their company, understand what are the Islamic positions on different matters. There can be different things being taught in different institutions, in the colleges, in the schools, etc. But it is very, very critical that we understand our key articles of faith and we do not waver. Just like how that tree is firm in the ground, this is the dictate of Iman, that it needs to be deep down, it should not be shaken by anything. In fact, the ulama have written another implicit indication in this analogy, is that that person who has strong Iman, he will be well grounded. He won't be shaken by the trials and tribulations of this world. Nevertheless, the second major branch of the acts of the branches of Iman would be all of the ibadat, the various forms of ibadat, the farz ibadat like salah. Salah is such a critical part of a believer's life. In one verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is something that all of us are experiencing every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he talks about the nature of man, and he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. When you look at the nature of man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, so he understands the nature of man the best. He says, man has been created halu'a. He becomes very, very perturbed. He becomes very, very terrified. He becomes anxious. Halu'a. And then it's explained further what is meant. What is the meaning of to become halu'a? إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعَ. When what he deems to be some calamity, some trial and tribulation befalls him. For example, some reduction in wealth or life or health. When he experiences that, then he becomes jazu'a. Jazu'an becomes, he becomes very, very abrupt. He becomes mean. He becomes difficult to interact with. He becomes irritable. This is the Quran Sharif explaining to us our nature. Jazu'a. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعَ. And when good comes to him, what he deems to be good, because sometimes good and bad, these are simply tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we deem to be good and bad are simply tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how we react and how we proceed to behave in the light of those different tests that come. They are simply different forms of tests. So nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he becomes manu'a, extremely stingy. In other words, he could have been blessed with so much. You would have thought that when he was in difficulty, he became anxious and abrupt. You would have thought that now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with abundant, then he would be thinking about others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he becomes manu'a. He becomes very, 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 very selfish. Very, very selfish. Except who? Illal musalleen. The first category of people excluded from this typical behavior of a human being is al-musalleen. Those people who are constant in their salah. And there are many, many other categories that are mentioned in this. Another aspect of the branch of iman, when we look again on those broad, so we've discussed aqaid, we've discussed ibadat, mu'asharat. Mu'asharat refers to our social interactions. So social interactions will mean how we deal with each other, how we deal with our neighbors. In one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu. Allah's qasam, that person doesn't have iman. That is the literal translation. Allah's qasam, that person doesn't have iman. So who? Sahaba ikram asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who? He said, that man la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. That person whom his neighbor is not safe from his harm and his ill. This is also one of the branches of iman. This falls under the aspect, the broad aspect of mu'asharat. Then let me share some other verses of the Quran Sharif with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us in Surah Al-Balad, after enlisting and taking a qasam on Makkah Mukarrama whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present in Makkah, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to something and he says, look, man has been created in a constant state of toil. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد. Nevertheless, the verses go on. I want to draw our attention to towards the end of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking mankind, he's saying, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why does mankind not climb the steep path? اِقْتَحَمَ literally means to plunge in. You know, when you're doing something that you may not be comfortable doing, you may find it a bit difficult, you may hesitate on it. For example, jumping into something, some cold water on a cold day, you'll hesitate. So, but you need to plunge. You say, I got to take the plunge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why does he not, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him all of these blessings which were mentioned, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Didn't we give him eyes, وَلِسَانًا, and a tongue, وَشَفَتَيْنِ, and lips with which to speak, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, and we taught him what is right from wrong. Then Allah asks, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why doesn't he climb the steep path? What is the steep path? What's the meaning? What is Allah subhanahu, what message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving? Allah says, what will make you understand what is the steep path? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. Then Allah draws our attention to the specifics. He says, فَكُّ رَقَبَ. Freeing a slave, freeing a neck, literally in those days it would have meant a slave. Today we may not have slavery as it was known in the past, but we have the slavery of poverty. We have the slavery of poverty. We have the slavery of ill health. We have the slavery of drugs. People that are involved in drugs. We have the slavery of social media. People that are engrossed, they don't know how to get themselves loose from this. We have that slavery. We have the slavery of a lack of education, proper understanding on things. We have the slavery of people that are destitute. Nevertheless, the verses go on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَ. Even that steep path even entails feeding a person. Feeding فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَ. On a day when it's extremely hot, when the person is, people that are struggling, people that are in need, feeding others. So much of emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on it. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَ. Who? Feeding that orphan child who may be a close family member. أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَ. Or that person who you don't have any family ties with, but ذَا مَتْرَبَ, he's down in the dust. Don't we have so many of these around us? Don't we see all of these situations? But what is important to understand is now at the end, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, O miskinan dha matraba, thumma kana min alladhina amanu. Then my dear brothers and elders, then, thumma kana min alladhina amanu, then he will become from those who brought iman. So this is also part of iman. This consciousness with regards to what is happening in our surroundings, the challenges, the social situation that we face, where people, every robot that we go on, people are struggling, people are suffering. This is also part of the dictates of iman, that it should hurt us and we should be doing something about it in a proactive way. People can't make enough just to meet their shelter monies. Surely it is not something that is beyond the ummah, beyond the community, to put a few resources together and make the arrangements for those people that may be struggling. Nevertheless, this is the aspect of mu'asharat. Mu'asharat goes on well beyond that also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That person who does not have mercy on our small ones and does not have yuwaqir, does not show respect to our seniors, then فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he's not from us. That way of life is not our way of life. It may be the Western way of life, it may be some other way of life, but this iman, the way of life of iman, the identity that has been set down by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again it means that one of the branches of the tree is missing. One of the branches of the tree. So it's not a, imagine there was a tree with only one branch. Would that be a beautiful tree? This tree of iman has over 70 branches according to that hadith. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama tell us that entire branch of iman is what we call mu'amalat, our commercial dealings. Our commercial dealings. Some people will say that no, but you know what, this is business, it got nothing to do with us. So this was the same objection that the people of Shu'aib placed to Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. That does your deen tell us what to do with regards to how we must spend and use and earn our money? So I will share on this point a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said that on the day of Qiyamah, a person's feet will not move until he is asked five questions. Five questions. In other words, those matrix that are writing exam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success. And let them be the shining stars of the ummah and the community. This exam is the real exam. And the paper is out. The paper is out and it's for us to understand what are the answers and prepare the answers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there'll be five questions. The first question, an umrihi fi madha afna. What did you do in general with your life? How did you spend your life in general? An shababihi fi ma abla. In particular, what did you do with your youth? So we call this a specific after the general. Because of the importance of youth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separately ask about youth. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, عَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْ. With your wealth, where did you earn it from and how did you spend it? With regards to your wealth, where did you earn it and how did you spend it? This is also one of the critical aspects of iman. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to complete the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last question will be, with regards to the knowledge that you learned, what did you implement? Nevertheless, as far as the aspect of mu'amalat goes, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking through the marketplace and there was a heap of wheat, and he put his hand into the wheat. and he felt that the under portion of the wheat was moist. In other words, it was defective. Then he saw that and he asked, he said, what is this? The person who was selling, he said, no, it got a bit wet, so I put the nice portion on top. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response was the following. Again, remember we are speaking in the context of the tree of Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ghashana falaysa minna. Whoever cheats us is not from us. Whoever cheats us is not from us. In other words, a lack of transparency in our commercial transactions. This is a weakness in Iman. A lack of transparency in our commercial dealings when there are, for example, conflicts of interest in transactions and we do not disclose it. Or for example, when there could be potential conflicts of interest between partners and we are not open about it. Or for example, other issues when it comes to ensuring how a business is run. One person is doing something in the business, he doesn't want the others to know about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. If you want to, as long as your heart hasn't died already, if it's not spiritually dead, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you want that thermometer to understand what is right and wrong, you know, because today big universities and that want to study and they are studying and they're reflecting on ethics, because with all of the governance and all of the institutions and organizations and watchdogs and ombudsmen, we're still having big frauds throughout the world. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if something, al-ithmu ma haka fi sadrik, it will be scratching at your chest, wa karihta an yattali' alayhi an-nas, and you dislike that people become aware of it. You dislike. This is one way of in order to check oneself. So the whole aspect of mu'amalat, our commercial dealings, is also a very, very critical part. And then to end off, all of the aspects of akhlaq, the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these also form part of this beautiful tree of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one verse of the Quran Sharif, he summed this up and he says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ أَوْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You are on a great and extremely high standard, an extremely high pedestal of character. Character, all of the branches of character, the aspect of shukr, the aspect of sabr, the aspects of tawadhu, the aspect of tolerance, the aspect of being able to accommodate another person, to appreciate another one's opinion, to speak in a kind and in a soft way. All of this form part of this beautiful tree of Iman. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, don't you see how Allah has given this example of a beautiful tree, we need to reflect and make an effort to beautify this tree before we have to present this tree on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, He says, An umrihi mada fi mada afna. What did you do with your life? Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I brought this beautiful tree of Iman, which each and every one of the 70 odd branches of Iman, alive, bearing the fruits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.